On the link system.
Good morning. Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf.
Mr. Jim, how are things this morning?
Hey, well, my back and arms aren't as sore as I thought, so I'm going to do it again. Side and trying to plant some apple trees. How about that? That means I'm not as sore as I was expecting to be.
That's always a pleasant surprise. Cool stuff. Yep, I'm headed over to Kalkaska today. Kalkaska, Kalkakistan, I don't know. It's all the same thing. I don't know. But got just an antenna issue on a radio, and then headed back to Travers the rest of the day. And then this evening I'm headed downstate for a few days. A little hiatus, come back, and then back at the grind again.
Question, are you headed downstate for work or for something other than work? I know Jeff used to go down to Holland and areas like that to help out the other offices.
Nope, I'm actually taking some time off for Tuesday and Wednesday to go down to Detroit. We're going to go to an aquarium and then go to IKEA because I need a new dresser and some, and then we're going to see what other furniture we can try to not buy. And all that stuff. Then we're going to go check out Belle Isle and then head over to Grand Rapids the next day. Go to the Botanical Garden there and then maybe get some food and then head back home.
Oh, cool. I always wanted to go to the butterfly exhibit at the in Grand Rapids. I think that's what you said. That sounded like an interesting thing to do. And I like IKEA because they to assemble their furniture every time. So they always give you the right tools.
That is true. They do always give you the right tools. However, the funny thing is that I never use them. I always use my own. And I never use the little Allen key. I've got all the bits for it, and I just hook it up to my impact and zip away.
Well, sounds like a fun excursion. Hope you got your taxes filed ahead of time. I did mine last weekend, which is kind of unusual. But tomorrow is the day.
Yeah, it kind of snuck up on me, but I got mine taken care of. Good thing is that our payroll program that we use for work is actually owned by Intuit, and TurboTax also happens to be owned by Intuit. So it was super simple. I just logged in with my same account that I used to check my payroll, and I literally clicked submit, and it just did it all for me. I did, of course, proof check it over and make sure everything was right, but yeah, it was super painless. It was kind of nice.
Ah, very good. Both reputable companies, so shape there. So, okay, sir. Well, hey, I'm gonna let you try to drum up some activity of other mobiles out there. I don't want to tie up the channel or the frequency. ACDG. Listen for you maybe on your return trip.
Sounds good, Mr. Jim. Enjoy the day. I need your mate, mobile.
KI-7, do you have any mobile listening on 19?
Good morning, Mr. Rick. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Good morning. Good morning. I am driving through the potato fields of Kitchen Farms right now, up on the hill. How is your morning going, sir?
Hey, you know the first immigrants over here, well, I'll call them immigrants, to Leelanau County, they lived on the potato farms. The Bohemians were renowned for their good ability to grow those.
Well, I'll be darned, yeah. My dad was a potato grower. Half of our garden, which was pretty big, was potatoes. But he was Irish, so I think it was in his heritage. I learned more ways to plant potatoes and eat potatoes and cook potatoes than you can imagine. But it's a pretty good staple if you're a hungry person and you live out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you know, it's about this time of the year when you start getting tired of them because you've overwintered in your storage compartment for all those that are, they're starting to kind of turn.
Yep, exactly. But those become the new potatoes, a lot of them. But yeah, it was my job to crawl through the little window on the side of the house into the... we had two basements. One had a dirt floor, and I crawled in there, and my dad would bring bushel baskets to me, and I had to load them into the potato bin. I got the job of being the potato bin loader. Oh boy, those were the days. So how's things going out here, Ray? I picked up sticks this weekend, lots of them, and burnt most of them and cut some into firewood, but I got more to go. I almost bought a chainsaw. I think my wife talked me out of it, but I'll probably talk myself back into it.
Hey, you know, I really like my battery-operated chainsaw. It's only like 10 inches or 14 inches bar length. It's really small, but it's really lightweight. As opposed to buying a full-size one. You might consider that. They're kind of pricey, but hey, they work. And I had a question. How did the smoking evolution go?
Oh, it's two. You'll get two answers now, I guess. One is, I hear the electric chainsaws have a lot more torque than the gas ones. But pound for pound. So yeah, I guess it's probably not a bad solution. But think about it. They are pricey. There's one on sale with a 16-inch bar that's $199 a Husqvarna. So that might be the way I go. But anyway, the smoking. Hey, I'm going to take a break and be right back. Let my transmitter reset. Hang on. Okay, I'm back. So I got two IA rounds. Cut them up into quarter-inch thick strips. And I soaked one of them in green chili, and the other one I soaked in Japanese barbecue sauce, or I think it was Japanese barbecue sauce, anyway. Japanese barbecue sauce got sprinkled with black pepper, and the green chili got sprinkled with red pepper flakes, and I smoked them for about, I'd say it's about 5 hours, so I noticed the ones with the Japanese barbecue sauce have a little more sugar in them, so they caramelize a little nicer, and they look pretty good. And then the one ones with the green chili didn't really caramelize a lot. They had some flavor, but most of it was the red pepper flakes. So that was my first time making beef jerky, so I think I learned a little bit.
Okay, well, it sounds like the Japanese marinade, whether it was soy sauce or whatever the different, whatever is in it, sounds like it penetrated the meat a little better. So I'll have to remember that. That sounds like a good lesson learned. Get something that actually has a little bit of sugar in it. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think I'm going to experiment a little more next time, too, but two good-sized chunks of meat for $24 at Costco. I sold the entire grill of the smoker, and it's a good-sized smoker, so every square inch is full of meat. So you get a good yield out of eye around. So, and it's fairly lean, so it's kind of nice. But that was my lesson. So, and then my wife bought burgers last night, and she went to the grocery store. She came home and she said, "We're making smash burgers on the Blackstone." And oh heck, I had that thing packed away and hadn't cleaned it yet, or none of that stuff. I got quite the workout, and she got quite the workout going up and down the stairs bringing me stuff. So I think I burned more calories making those burgers than I did eating them. That was fun. That was fun. I had a decent weekend all in all. Didn't get too crazy.
Well, I think the weather drove you outside, picking up sticks and then cooking. Cooking twice outside. Sounds like springtime weather has got your favorite there. So I was thinking my favorite beef marinade or whatever actually uses cherry juice concentrate. It kind of turns it a little bit reddish, the meat, but it's got that sweet cherry juice flavor. So you might consider that.
You know, I bet you that would make a nice beef jerky, and it's kind of Michigan appropriate with the cherry juice too. So that's kind of not a bad idea. I think you're onto something. I might have to give that a try. So, oh boy, yeah, I'm going down the hill here towards Boyne Falls, I guess it is, and you're starting to see the remnants of all the trees that are split down here. It's pretty extensive in spots.
Yeah, I'm a little sore from moving all the big branches that fell down. Mine were not little sticks and twigs. I had some pretty good-sized trees. And, you know, that 80-foot white pine tree that crashed through my apple orchard, that made a lot of branches. It was a lot of trips to haul all those out. I was sore from dragging them out. But anyhow, sir, Kate just wanted to say good morning to you. I heard you call out and nobody else came back, so I figured I'd jump in. And with that, I'm going to listen for your final, Alpha Charlie Delta Golf.
Well, thank you for hopping in, Jim, 73s, and have a great morning. And I will be my final. I'm going to go back to listening. KI7 QMD Mobile.
Testing.
Morning, Drake. How's it going?
Just another day in paradise.
Oh, You guys got systems there, huh?
Oh, I guess so. Anyway, we're done for the day, actually. Had to make a couple runs over to Kalkaska this morning, and headed back to the shop, and headed home.
Wow, not even noon yet. What's up with that?
I got stuff going on this afternoon and then for the next few days.
There you go. Good, you have an opportunity to do that then, I guess.
Yeah, it's much needed. Anyway, so, whereabouts are you off to today?
Oh, I'm over here in Canada, eh? Going to Brantford. I don't know, 10-12 minutes away from there, so. Yeehaw.
Oh, yippee. I'm actually headed down that way tonight. We're staying in Dearborn, and then we're going to be tourists, if you will, for a little bit. Just go see the aquarium and stuff down there. And then if it's not too windy, we might go check out Belle Isle and then hit IKEA because I still need some furniture. And then the next day we're going to GR and then back home.
GR, that's kind of out of the way. Gonna stop by the office?
No, the better half wants to go see the, the Meyer Gardens over there. Apparently they've got some, butterfly exhibit that she wants to check out.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Sounds like you're gonna have a little of, some time away, huh? Well, that's good. Always need it.
Yeah, I definitely need it. I haven't really had a quote-unquote vacation in over 2 years, so it's, yeah, I need it.
That's where they pay you the big money, Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about tomorrow. It's supposed to be colder. Cold front coming through tonight, but... supposed to be in the 60s today, so be a nice day.
Yeah, we got 62 up here right now. It's pretty nice. I am quite a fan of that, of this, so. Unfortunately, yeah, it's not going to be the same downstate tomorrow. It's supposed to be like 46 and windy. Yeah, not, I don't know. We'll see.
More weather up there, I hope. Help them move along, getting everything restored back to the way it was. But as if they can find enough telephone poles.
Yeah, I think they're over 1,200, just Great Lakes Energy. It's over 1,200 poles they got to replace. And they're shipping them in from all over the place.
Yeah. They are out of state and the whole nine yards. Coming in on log trucks. I was a little amazed at the city they got set up there. The camp. With all the sleeping quarters and mess tent and the whole nine yards. That was pretty cool to see. Pictures of.
Yeah, I haven't even seen that yet, so that's interesting. I gotta let you go, Jeff. The better half is calling, so I better answer it. Hey, QMH Mobile.
Jeff's still here.
At 2 PBFB, Central Florida.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Yankee November. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Greg. Good afternoon, Mr. Orr. I believe y'all might be on by the channel. I don't know. This is WRWS 445, KQ4, YYN, Joe in Georgia. I'll have to be clear of the channel a little bit. I've got to go pick deer up from school. Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Yankee November.
Any PZT Petoskey monitoring?
445.
I'm almost intended for me or not. So this is November 8th, Papa Zulu Tango Mobile.
KE2ENC, just listening.
KMK AMD monitoring.